We're ready? Okay. Welcome all to New Mexico State Racing Commission meeting. Today's Thursday, July 20th, 2023. Time is about 3 minutes after nine. And I'd like to call this meeting to order. Okay, roll call, please.
David Hossi Sanchez.
Here.
Billy Smith.
Here.
John Buffington.
Here.
Margaret Branch.
Here.
Bob Petrie. Mr. Petrie is attending via Zoom.
Turn him on.
Somewhere. I don't know where he went.
That horse, I think. The one that's got the galloping horse, that?
That's Leslie.
That's Leslie.
Leslie.
Oh, that's Leslie.
I think this iPad maybe,
and I'm not sure.
Well, he's muted. That iPad's muted.
Well, I did, and then there was some noise in the background, and I think he muted himself.
Okay. Can you holler his name again, George?
Bob Petrie?
Yes. Tell him to unmute himself.
Mr. Petrie, can you unmute yourself? Oh, that is it. I don't know, we lost them.
Well, Ms. Chavez, if you could for now mark him as not here.
Okay.
That would be open meetings act. Unless we can hear him and know he can hear us.
If he comes in, let us know. Let us know if he comes back.
Okay.
Absolutely, he'll come in.
Okay. I will let you.
Okay, let's move on from there. Make a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Need a motion to approve the minutes from June 15th, 2023.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Okay. I forgot the Pledge of Allegiance, guys. Sorry. We'll turn around and move the flag.
Commissioner Branch, you want to lead the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Commissioner Petrie has joined us again.
Yes. Welcome, Bob. You there?
Thank you. Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're on the commissioner's report now, Bob, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Any reports from any commissioners? Okay, let's go on. Agency director reports. Executive director, do you have a report for us?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. Izzy Trejo, executive director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. Welcome, everyone. See, someone sent Dustin up here to get out of the heat.
Very nice. Didn't work, though. It's only 102 yesterday, so it's 109 in El Paso.
Yeah. Unbelievable. But nonetheless, just to open up the report, is business continues to be brisk at Pari Mutuel Lines at Redoso. On-track handle is up double digits. Off-track handle is up as well, and the fans, especially the in-state fans, have really been supporting Redoso horse racing this summer. It's fantastic to see. I'll be taking a trip up there this weekend to meet with the stewards and the veterinarians and observe the test barn operation over there.
Yeah.
Our staff? Staff is wanting to conduct a rules hearing pretty soon. We're going to be preparing for a rules hearing, hopefully sometime in September. for new rules to come out in October. There's some rules that desperately need updating that are archaic, some that will help facilitate the business model of the racetracks in regards to medical staff. It's been a struggle to find good personnel and adequate personnel pursuant to our current rule for these racetracks' medical staff, especially the ones that have to be on the ambulances. We've been experiencing that over the last few years at a specific racetrack, but now it's spreading to the other racetracks as well. So it's something that needs to be addressed. That's just one of many rules that I believe need updating. We'll be conducting the inspection of the downs at Albuquerque on August 18th, I believe, at 4 p.m. We'll be inspecting the lighting system as well as the backup lighting system. Right now, we are currently looking for staff to regulate that race meet. I believe I have one steward. Right now, we don't have any vets to work that race meet, but it's one of my reasons for going down to Rodeo to see if we can find any veterinarians that are willing to come to Albuquerque for this race meet. The agency met with the new director of the Open Government Division of the Office of the Attorney General. I believe that organization has been renamed to a more longer name, so I don't remember it. His name was Todd Barron, and it was a very good, transparent meeting. Logistics were discussed in that meeting as far as the transition still taking place with the new Attorney General for the state, and looks like we'll be handling some more work, but we're willing to help in any which way we can as they continue to progress through their transition. I want to thank Daniel Rubin, stellar performance in the courtroom last Friday. The agency got a good win in the First District Court last week in regards to a job he's seeking. Happy to announce the agency is excited to rebuild our human drug testing program. It has been anemic, to say the least, in my 7 years here. State Investigator Elizabeth Garcia will be heading that program alongside with Investigator Arthur Pierre. Bottom line message that we're sending is if you're using dope on the racetrack, your days are going to be numbered. So we're going to come out fairly aggressive on that drug testing program because safety is paramount. We have people on horses, we have people dealing with horses, we have our labs picking up minute detections of illicit drugs, so we just wanted to make a safer environment at the racetrack. And lastly, I just want to give a huge thank you and attaboy to our chief procurement officer who's in the audience over here. His name's Hector Lopez. He was charged with handling the RFP for our official laboratory. Hector's not one that wants the spotlight on him at all. I told him, you gotta be in here and be acknowledged today because the task that he took on was monumental. A task that in previous years has taken a year and a half, he got it done in about 6 months, despite the General Services Department dragging their feet and giving him headaches and making him wait a lot. But I just certainly think that that's one staff member amongst all of us. Everyone always deserves accolades, but I certainly wanted to put the spotlight on Hector this meeting because I've never seen someone work so diligent on such a tough project. So I give him a big thank you over there. Thank you. I had him prepare a speech, but
I will echo that. And never would have got through without his guidance. And patience was remarkable. Great job.
Well, thank you, Hector, for the great job and the entire staff. This staff has been amazing, including, that goes for the director, too. I mean, they're up on everything. Anything we as commissioners need, they're always there for us, whatever it is. And I really appreciate Izzy and his staff. Hector did a great job. Miguel back there, I appreciate all the effort you put. I know you guys stay after work, do all kinds of stuff to get the material we need in order to do different things here. And I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Kudos.
With that, I stand for any questions, Commissioner.
I got one. You're talking about rules I'm making. I think the cannabis thing with it, when we're making rules, it's got to be addressed because it's legal now. So we got to address it when it comes to testing. Human testing, Don't you think we have to address that in?
It's certainly a complicated one, Commissioner Smith, that it's one that's been somewhat addressed with our current process. We do have a waiver that if a doctor wants to sign off on someone that's using cannabis, the doctor has to sign off that says they're okay to be galloping horses while they're high on marijuana.
I don't think no one's going to do that. No one's going to do that.
That's their only way to protect the safety out there on the racetrack, because, you know, humans are not always going to do the right thing.
Well, in my line of work, what we have to deal with is the federal government. We do, we have federal monies in the job we do, and there's no cannabis allowed, nothing. A lot of people come in, applications say, well, it's legal. No, not here, it's not. And I mean, we deal with that every day, every day. So there's a way to do it, and we just have to stick to it and do it right.
I've always said that, you know, legal is one thing, impaired is another thing, and the two are not necessarily the same. So
it's just like alcohol. It's legal, but if you're on a racehorse and you're inebriated, we're going to take you off.
Yeah. That's the only way I would do it. So if you see me on the way, you can pull me over for me.
They throw you off the grounds there, buddy. We'll ban you. Oh man. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, let's move on to the New Mexico Horse Breeders Association.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mary Barber, New Mexico Horse Breeders.
Good morning, Maria. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. We'll go over my reports for Rodeo Sootground. Rodeo Sootground run 66 New Mexico bred races in their first 19 days through July 2nd, 2023. Of those, 23 were thoroughbred overnights, 13 quarter horse overnights. They had 4 thoroughbred trials and 20 quarter horse trials, 1 thoroughbred stake and 5 quarter horse stakes. Our contribution to those races came to $209,500. And this is $67,250 more than in 2022. They were averaging 3.8 New Mexico bred races per day. That has gone up since then to over 4. There was 28 thoroughbred and 38 quarter horse races, and they were plus 9 for the 3 a day. On the average field size for New Mexico bred overnight races, on the thoroughbreds, they averaged 7.87 horses per race, quarter horses 9.23, for a combined average field size of 8.37. For New Mexico breds running in open overnight races in their first 16 days, 151 New Mexico breds ran in open overnight races, and of those, 141 came in first, second, or third, and that is 31%. There were 23 thoroughbreds and 23 quarter horses, and our contribution to those purses was $51,120. I'd like to announce that this weekend is the festival at Ruidosa Downs. We're very excited about it. Saturday morning, we will be having our town hall discussion at 10 a.m. in the Horse Sale Pavilion. And we hope to see some of you there. I mean, we'd really like to talk to you guys. So if any of you can make it, we sure would appreciate it. Saturday and Sunday, we'll each have, I believe, 5 New Mexico Red Stakes races. And Saturday evening in the Turf Club, we will be having our Zia Festival Jamboree dinner party and awards ceremony, and everyone is invited, so we hope to see you there.
Thank you.
And I stand for any questions.
Any questions?
Not for me.
Okay, thank you so much, Maria. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on. Commissioner Buffington, can you please take us into closed session?
I can. I I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberations in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda in accordance with NMSA 1978 sections 10-15-1, H, 1, 3, and 7 of the open meetings.
Okay. Got a motion, a second?
Second, Smith.
Roll call vote.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Go Bob Petrie.
There we go, Bob.
There we go, yes, okay.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much. We're now in closed session. Okay, Richard, would you bring me back into open session, please?
Honorable commissioners, I swear that and affirm that during the closed executive session, the matters that were discussed were those listed on the agenda, items A through H. Essentially, those were either legal updates or discussions, and then no decisions were made.
Good. Thank you so much. Now we're back in open session. I heard a request to move the jocks up from C to A. Someone's got a plane to catch or something, right?
No, and I just actually just received notice that it's not leaving until 3:57, so we're good.
We're good. Okay, okay. Good. Then we'll go as we have written here. Okay, request for ratification of approval, New Mexico Racing Commission regular August 17, 2023 meeting from Rio Doso Downs to Albuquerque.
Yes, commissioners, staff of the Racing Commission respectfully request or ask for ratification to move the location of the August meeting from Rio Doso to Albuquerque based on the fact that it's the Racing Commission's intention to allocate race dates in August, and I think we would be better off doing it here at our home office.
Okay, we need a motion for that, or
some
motion?
Has the commission already moved to?
Yeah, we moved it, yeah, and then we'll move it back.
Then you have to do it.
Okay, need a motion.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're moving it back.
Mr. Chairman, I
yes, sir?
Want to say something about our race dates. If I'm kind of out of order, but even though we discussed no action was taken, mm-hmm. I would like to report out what the racetracks have requested, if that's permissible.
Commissioner Buffington, but as a question, I would recommend we don't do that.
Okay, I will take your wise advice yes. and not do that.
It could be done perhaps in a subsequent meeting, but because some of that was in closed session.
Okay, yeah. No problem.
Okay. Okay, we're going to be awarding the official laboratory.
Yes, commissioners, on behalf of the New Mexico Racing Commission, happy to announce through the rigorous RFP process in the state of New Mexico, we're happy to announce that Industrial Laboratories was selected as our official laboratory for the next 4 or 5 years.
That's good. I'm very happy with them.
Good.
Okay, going to see. Request for approval.
No vote.
Oh, no,
I just have to announce it.
No, just announcing.
Okay. Any other question? Don Cooley Downs at Albuquerque. This is where we're sending our tests. ISA, their testing goes to another lab?
At this time, Mr. Cook, Haiwu is sending their samples from New Mexico to Industrial as well. Industrial is one of a handful of laboratories that's signed a contract with Haiwu. So I think it'll be business as usual for the most part as far as analysis goes.
Okay, great, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Move on to C, request for approval of jock mount scale.
Yes, commissioners, if I may have Mr. John Beach, regional manager for the Jockeys Guild, Mr. Alfredo Juarez, and Ms. Minnie Coleman, legal counsel for the jockey, will come up here to these seats. I had had discussions a good handful of months with the Jockeys Guild and the jockeys that participate in racing here in New Mexico. and in looking and hearing them out and looking at what they have been getting over the years, they felt it was time to request an increase in their dues and jobs amount fees and so forth. I think there's some things that stand out in this one, like rate purses of $100,000 and up. I think the lose jobs amount was $165. And in that scenario, take the All-American $3 million raise, a losing jobs amount gets $165 after they pay their ballot, taxes, and their jockey agent. They're looking at almost 50% of that. So they're making $82 to ride in a $3 million race. So we felt that was just dark age pay scale. So we addressed the entire scale in its entirety. And it's been presented in a draft form for you gentlemen to review, and ladies, I'm sorry, Mr. Branch. I don't think it's out of whack or absurd whatsoever, but I would certainly give the floor to the representatives of the Jockey Scale to represent the jockeys right here.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mindy Coleman on behalf of the Jockey Scale. When we received received a phone call from Executive Director Trio, there was discussion, there had been some concerns about our riders, the losing amount fees that had been paid. And in New Mexico, if you'd like, and I did have a presentation, but I also don't want to take up your time if there's other things. Just to give you a little bit of background, prior to 2011, there had only been one increase of $5 since 1985. In 2011, we reached an agreement, and that was after considerable amount of litigation and involvement with the commission at that time. And that agreement was with a bottom of $50 up to $110. In 2019, from 2011 till 2019, we had approached the subject, but we also understood the circumstances with purses. We tried to reach an agreement. We tried. In the end of 2019, there was an agreement for 2020 that there would be a new mount fee, and it would essentially bring up the lower purses, and the minimum would be $60 up to $115. I know that he had said $165, it's $115 was the losing mount fee. That was to have been in place. There were some other issues we were discussing when that was actually put into effect. Now, because the horseman's organization and the situation with who had reached that agreement in 2019, we're trying to figure out what the best options were, and we're trying to deal with this across the country. And when we presented the figures, that was something that Executive Director Trio had recommended. We tried to come up with a scale based on that and what's reasonable, considering what the jockeys have to pay their valets, their agents if they do have one, and then their expenses that are including, the guys that are driving back and forth. We also included in there for consideration for the jockeys that are riding in the training races. Normally they are not compensated or do not receive any compensation for riding in those. They are out there risking their lives. They do have to pay to travel to those. So it is something we're requesting for consideration. I don't know if any of you have any questions. Alfredo Juarez is obviously a jockey.
This is going to attract more jockeys here, right? Better jockeys and so on and so forth, right? That's what we're looking for. We're looking to make it better for everyone, especially attract a better class of jockey and keep the good ones that we have here. That's what we want to do. And if this does it, believe me, we're looking really hard here.
Yeah, from my perspective, touche, good.
Yeah.
I do have one question. It says here $500,000 and up. 5% in fourth place. As long as I've been in the business, I pay 10% all the way down to 10%. I mean, they send me bill for 10%. So you mean to tell me that?
So this is the draft, and the way that it was proposed was in lieu of an agreement, in lieu of any other agreement that may be in place between an owner and a trainer. We are not trying to step in with. There are certain jockeys that do have that agreement. And in the quarter horse world, that tends to be more so than another. And that is a little bit different for between the two breeds. So this scale would be the minimum scale. And then if there was, this would be in lieu if there was not an agreement already in place. Yes.
You can pay whatever. Yes. I mean, yeah. Yes. Above. above and beyond, you know?
Yes, sir.
And this would apply to all tracks in New Mexico?
Yes, sir.
The training, $100 training race, too?
And that, Commissioner, is in place because from what we heard from the jockeys is that they'll exercise these horses in the mornings and train them, and with the assumption that they're going to be committed to ride that horse, and then come entry time, they're taken off as well, and then you don't get to ride the horse sometimes. So that's in conjunction with what Ms. Coleman mentioned.
I think they should be compensated.
Yeah, training races are Ruidoso and Albuquerque.
Maybe some.
Just Ruidoso in Albuquerque, yeah.
And Albuquerque.
Mr. Biggs, you're not going to have it.
Mr. Biggs?
We don't have training races. We have works from the gate.
And nor does Sunray. So that was why those tracks that do have, now, because they're a formal thing. I mean, you know, you get in the gate.
And break.
Like a race, it's just there's no parimutuel betting, right?
Yep. Never know.
Maybe not trying to. Well, okay. Scratch that. So, okay.
All right. So we make a motion on this, or what? I like a motion.
No, I can't.
Can you please?
Yes, I need to know.
I need a motion to approve the new jock scale.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
And a second?
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You got it.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
From wherever you came from.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners.
Take place?
Whenever you guys want it.
Next race day, which would be what, Friday?
I mean, let's, what do y'all think?
We had asked, actually, that we allow to get through Ruidoso and start effective at the beginning of Downs at Albuquerque because of condition books.
That'd be fine, because I think everyone needs to adjust to this, too.
That's what we were asking.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Well, that's what you're asking all.
We'll get it. Okay, this starts the Ruidoso meet. I mean,
Downs
at Albuquerque. State Fair meet.
Right now, my condition book reflects the old pay scale, because this just happened today. But we'll make sure that this pay scale is in effect.
Thank you. Sounds good.
So disregard pay scale in the book. Then.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
Okay.
Bad news travels really fast. We'll see how fast good news travels.
It depends on who thinks it's good news and who thinks it's bad news. But
I think it's good news for everyone. It's got to be.
Thank you.
We want a better product. So.
And we can work with Encompass, Rick, if you'd like. I can send the scale over. We can send it with Izzy's permission and copy all of you on. So everyone has the same scale.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Long time no see, Mr. Beat.
Sir?
It's a long time no see.
Well, we haven't been doing much traveling. I miss it when we had all the meetings and all that. It was good. Enjoyed seeing you all the time. Well,
likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ball?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Ruidoso Downs request approval. Ratification of approval from Director Trejo. Our request is to run 12 races on July 16th, 22nd, 23rd, 29th, 30th, August 5th, and 6th, as well to amend our previously submitted wagering format.
Okay, I need a motion to approve.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion.
Okay.
I need a got competition over here. I've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we got it.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Ruidoso Downs requests ratification of approval to amend our 2023 racing officials. We replaced Mr. Leon Castle with Mrs. Autumn Barton. And submitted with her resume. Autumn has been around the industry for quite some time, and I must say she's doing an outstanding job.
Okay. Need a motion to for this ratification.
So, Commissioner Smith.
Oh.
two more officials, Kathy Murphy and Lloyd Tipton were included in that as well, just for the record.
Sorry.
Okay. This motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Got it?
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Buff. Donnie.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Don Cook with the Downs at Albuquerque. We do have a change in one of our officials' position for our coming 2023 race meet. We have Robert Pryor replacing Louis Figueroa as our clerk of scales, and Mr. Pryor has been licensed in this capacity in the past, so he's well experienced at this job. So I'm asking for that change.
Any questions? Okay.
So moved, Commissioner Smith. Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Zia Park.
Ms. Sherwood, this is Chris McElane for Zia Park. Our agenda item is approval of our 2023 per schedule. As the commissioners noted in our executive session, it's our highest schedule ever, I believe, for any racetrack in the state of New Mexico. We anticipate an average of $360,000 per day for overnight races only, not including state races. To give people some perspective, New Mexico bred maiden race, maiden special weight race will go for $55,000. An open maiden special weight will go for $45,000. An open allowance race will go for $65,000. And an open New Mexico bred allowance race will go for $77,000. So those are obviously some very impressive numbers. We're hopeful that that will generate interest not only amongst the New Mexico horsemen to be ready for the Zia Park meet and participate fully, but hopefully to attract outside interest to Zia Park and the New Mexico racing circuit.
Well,
wow,
that's
that should
quite
do
a show there. Yeah, I need a motion to approve this.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second,
Buffington.
And a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we got it. Good job. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
Sucks and all here.
Dustin Dix, Director of Racing, Sunland Park. We're requesting approval of our simulcast coordinator and nominations secretary, Adriana Munoz. And Adriana is replacing Ray Ann Holland, who retired and saw pictures of her catching fish in Colorado, so she's enjoying her retirement as well.
Those fish pretty fast. She's chasing that girl.
She had a bunch of them I saw on Facebook. But Adriana's a great addition to our team. I've known her for 20 years. It's hard to believe, but she actually started out in mutuals as a mutual teller for me when I was a mutual manager. And she's been our horseman's bookkeeper for many years, horseman's bookkeeper at other tracks in the state. And I believe she's available on Zoom here if you wanted to say hi or had any questions. She's not one for talking in public, but she is available.
She just talks in private, huh?
So we're very, and her resume was submitted as well, and we're very excited to have her as our nominations and simulcast coordinator and a lot of other jobs that won't be on that title that we throw on her, like programs and things like that. But we're very excited to have Adriana as part of our team, and we're asking for approval today.
Welcome.
She's muted again.
Oh.
I told her there would be several questions, so.
You're an evil person.
Okay, shoot, you've got questions or what? You know what told her.
I actually asked Adriana, I said I wanted to train you to replace me.
Oh, okay.
And she said, why? So everyone could hate me too?
So. Well, if you do, you have to get socks. You have to get a different kind of socks now.
Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, that's good. Any questions for Adriana?
No.
Okay, a motion to approve her?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Well, you're in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You bet. Now we go to H. And Richard, did you want to?
Oh.
You can come up here if you want, whatever. There, we're just going to read something here.
Okay. But need to come up.
If you want to come up here, that'd be good.
Don't need to. I mean, we're not going to ask you.
Don't have to, but just if you want to. You don't want to, huh?
He's pushing them back, and he's breaking the
door. Option two, huh?
Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that the Commission would like to entertain a motion to permit Anselmo Garcia to apply for a New Mexico Racing Commission trainer's license, subject to presenting himself to the steward, Board of Stewards, to take the oral trainer's test, and present himself to the New Mexico Racing Commission offices in order to take the New Mexico trainer's test.
Okay.
Written test.
Written test.
Yes.
So they're going to have to report to the stewards for the oral, right?
Correct, sir.
And then the stewards go to give him the written one also?
No, my understanding is typically is the written test will be done, given here in
here?
The commission
okay.
offices.
Is that understood? Written test here?
They told that we weren't going to have to take the test again, that he wasn't going to have to take the test again.
Well, we're telling you you're going to have to.
Okay.
Because everything's changed. Rules have changed. Everything's changed. So you have to retake that test. Okay. And you have to take the oral test. All the rules have changed. So we're going to, not all of them, but the majority part of them have. So you have to retake that, okay? All right.
Would you like me to restate, Honorable Commissioners?
No, that okay. should be fine. Everyone understood? Okay. I need a motion.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That's it. Any other business? Okay. We're adjourned.